Hello, good evening, and welcome to this week's edition of Farming News and Views here on Highland Radio. I'm Chris Ashmore. Well, in tonight's programme, we'll be looking at the IFA election debate. There are three candidates in the running for the post of IFA president: Henry Burns of Laois, Joe Healy of Galway, and Flor McCarthy of Kerry. The three candidates for the post of deputy president of Ireland's largest farming organisation are Pat Farrell from Kildare, Richard Kennedy from Limerick, and Nigel Renahan from Monaghan. Well, on Wednesday evening, they were all in Letterkenny in the Clannery Hotel in the latest of the IFA election debates that have been going on around the country. Well, I've been speaking with the three candidates who are running for the post of president of the IFA.
Henry Burns, we've been at the election debate here in the Clannery Hotel in Letterkenny. You've heard the views of many Donegal farmers. Is it much different than what you're getting down the rest of the country?
No, some of the issues are the same. About reform of the organisation in particular, people are very anxious that the good name of the organisation is returned, that, you know, that the transparency that's needed, obviously needed, on the way we spend and collect our money, and that means everything is on the table, is reformed properly and carefully so that the organisation can be rebuilt so it can work for farmers.
You made the point about having to work together as a team going forward, and there will be political jibes and things, but this is all about the IFA moving forward after what was a terrible year last year.
Absolutely, and rebuilding a team is crucial, and I understand that very well from my time involved in IFA down a very local level on the grassroots, and we have been challenged at grassroots. I've been challenged at home, and that's why I'm running. I was challenged to run because I think people think I have those traits that I can pull people together. I played a lot of sports in my time that I led, and I pulled people together, but also I would have worked very hard in IFA to keep on the committees I was involved in, to keep a unified, coherent approach, because if we go around with 10 different views on the same issue, we don't get anywhere. We have to produce a coherent approach to government, a very unified and steely approach to the lice and meat factories and the supermarkets, and then we have to bring a coherent and a very political kind of approach to Brussels, where we build alliances with other countries, which I have been doing strongly for the last 10 years. I think it leaves me in the strongest position there, particularly at European level, considering so much of our income comes from there. That's something that I'm presently chairman of the European Beef and Sheep Group in Brussels, very honoured to be elected by the other farm organisations out there. I think that leaves me in a strong position to hit the ground running, because that is crucial. IFA president is not a training ground, you know. You will not learn on the job, you will not get the time.
We heard here tonight some anger from the floor, particularly for the beef men, and it is a difficult time for them, but in the immediate future, what are the prospects? I mean, a lot of things are out of our control.
Some things are out of our control. Some things are within our control. Certainly, whether we live export enough cattle or not, that's within our control. We need the support of government there, and we need the contracts to do that. That's certainly a help. On competition, we need to see the government acting on, the ABP takeover with Slaney down below in the south, because it means get another couple of factories. It could take competition out. We have employed the expertise of a competition expert there, but also it looks like now we have to work hard at European level to make sure, for instance, that the single European market is allowed to work in the guise of going to Northern Ireland or going to England. That has to be allowed to work. Politicians here at home have talked a lot about it, but they haven't done enough on it. We need their help now, and we need the help of Brussels to make that work, because we can go everywhere else in Europe, and that everywhere else is open for us. We need to make sure every market possible that we can go to is open for us, and we also need to make sure that every support possible is there for that.
There's a lot of part-time farmers in Donegal, a lot of small farmers, and people who are genuinely concerned about where future income is going to come from. And rural Ireland has been taking a big hit. I mean, can you be optimistic that we can turn the corner there, and that the small farmer has a real future?
course, the small farmer has to have a future, because it's about rural development, it's about the structure of rural fabric. Of course, at small acreages and small incomes, farmers do have to work off farm, but those incomes have been deteriorating too much, and I know a lot of smaller farmers now feel very vulnerable. The lack of government support, particularly the cuts in the REP scheme, the cuts in some of the other schemes like the sheep grassland scheme, they have to be redressed. They were huge income supports for those groups, and also the rural development programme needs to be backed up. That means now we have an incoming government. They have to address this and put extra money in the agricultural budget this autumn. That's the only way that can happen, and we will be standing firm on that in IFA. Certainly if I'm elected, I believe the organisation needs to stand firm on that. You know, there's only one way that can be achieved, and we have to just get over that. Extra money has to be put in, but we have a study to show that for every euro that's put into the dry stock sector, it creates 4 euros in the local economy, and 97% of that is spent in the local economy. What better form of rural development would you get when it's backing up export, keeping people living in rural areas? We need it, and as everyone knows, when the farmer gets it, he spends it straight away in the local economy. And we need now to get, like, the cuts that happened in the downturn have not been redressed, and the government is constantly saying about how well agriculture is going. Farm income is 67% of what it was in 1995, and that needs to be turned around now.
Henry Burns there.
Flor McCarthy, a good turnout here in Donegal for this presidential debate. How did you feel the meeting went?
Oh, it was an interesting meeting. There was a lot of good questions and a lot of anger about the schemes. People obviously feel that the two governments have neglected them. The disadvantaged area scheme, known as DNCs, they obviously want the cuts reversed. And there was a number of questions on designations and land eligibility, which would be issues you would expect to arise in a county like Donegal.
Now, the controversy that rocked the organisation, a lot of people here, and you could hear it tonight, want to see far more transparency, and all the candidates are agreed in that.
Well, I'm agreed, and as your president, I will ensure that the money that is collected will be spent not on high wages, but on working on delivering a product price for ye farmers. And we will be aware of how much each individual pays into the organisation, where the money goes, because to this organisation survive, we must have full transparency. Everything must be known. Wages, all the other issues in relation to the organisation, we'll only get one chance at this, and we cannot afford to have the more cover-ups or the more tricky loops. It has to be full transparency.
You pointed out that as a county chairman, you have good experience across all sectors, and you feel that's very important.
Definitely, as I said, I'm the only candidate in the field that has been county chairman. I fully believe the strength in IFA is within the commodity committees. It's vital that the people that go from Donegal to Dublin to represent either the beef, the dairy or the sheep, that they have an understanding of the issues and feel that their presence in Dublin makes a difference. This is the way we will get young farmers back into IFA. If the incoming president can't achieve this, IFA will not be able to move on, because when I got involved in IFA 20 years ago, I felt when I went to a livestock meeting that I made a difference. The same will have to apply now. The individuals going up from the counties, representing the county at national level, will have to feel they can make a difference. Otherwise, IFA will not function properly.
Now, you're from Kerry, and I suppose many of the farmers up here would have very similar issues to those down in Kerry. And there is a feeling that a lot of people think that maybe the guys in the west of Ireland got a bit left behind by the IFA, and they want far more done and more of a connect with headquarters.
Most definitely, that is needed, because we have a situation where people farming on marginal ground have to deal with more inspections. They have bigger issues with eligibility. The big thing that they are contributing to the whole community, the public goods element of their contribution, hasn't been recognised yet, and maybe has not been fully recognised within IFA as well, because we have farmers that are coming from the Midlands that don't understand the issues that are faced all along the western seaboard in Donegal. There's isolation, there's rural crime, people feel that they're being left behind, and you know, I would have to accept that they have been left behind, because the schemes that have been cut, like the disadvantaged areas, the environmental schemes, they are the schemes which these people depend on to survive, and that is why we had the result that we have in the election. People have voted with their biros and felt that the government hasn't done enough to keep these people on the land, and I can assure you these issues are very close to my own heart, coming out of South Kerry, where I live myself.
We hear a lot about supermarkets and cut price selling. It's vitally important that the margins are increased for farmers.
Well, most definitely. We have brought in legislation to ban below cost selling. That alone won't solve our problem. We need an ombudsman to actually see that that legislation works. The situation where they're selling two for one, two chickens, selling our product for nothing. Because we as farmers that are providing these giveaways, this is not sustainable. And we have it across all our enterprises. Like at the moment on the dairy scene, we have milk being sold at 25 cents a litre at world prices for a quality product produced to the very highest standards. We won't have farmers in Donegal or in any part of Ireland if our processors don't provide a decent return to the farmer members. We see the high wages that these CEOs are returning to themselves. This will have to stop, and they will have to take their suppliers into consideration, because we have a unique system of farming in this country. It's just small farm families, and they will not survive if they aren't given a reasonable chance.
And that was Flor McCarthy.
Joe Healy, a good turnout here in Donegal for this presidential meeting. Your overall reaction?
Oh, very positive, and I've got a very positive reaction right since the county chairman here signed my nomination form at the very, very start. We were up in Donegal a number of times, myself and the person that I've in charge of this county from Galway, and we've got nothing but hospitality and positive reaction right throughout the campaign, because, you know, I feel that a lot of the issues that I feel strongly about, the members in the Donegal IFA feel equally as strongly about, and that's regarding certain change within the organisation, more of a bottoms up approach, and more emphasis on the likes of the commodity committees having more of a role to play in that particular area. You know, and when I put that to the members that I met around the county, they were very positive in their response to that.
We hear a lot about farm families and the importance of protecting incomes, and at the end of the day, that's the bottom line, isn't it?
It is the bottom line, and you might have heard me here tonight point out that price is very important, but margin is even more important, because we've seen the input costs. I got a figure this evening that fertilisers since 1970 has gone up by 123% across Europe. It has dropped by 65% in Brazil. You know, that's what we're up against, and we need, you know, world trade talks. What we need there is equality of standards. We can't be expected to compete with all our safety standards here and our transparency. We can't be expected to compete if the field isn't levelled with imports from Brazil or South America or different countries around the world. But, you know, the bottom line for any farm family is a viable income, and that means margins. When we sell, the retailers are getting their margin, we're price takers, the retailers are getting large margins, the processors are getting huge margins, and that was highlighted here with the rich list tonight. We as farmers have to insist that we get a fair return from the marketplace as well.
You made the point about various schemes and supports and payments. It's vital that those monies are paid quickly, be it through Europe or the department, and we don't have these constant delays.
We just can't, and I said that in my opening speech, we can't accept delays in payments. And I highlighted that if I'm the next president, I will insist that the full payment of the first tranche will be paid to farmers. The second tranche is more than adequate to cover any penalties, but we also need that the ANC payments are restored to pre-2008 levels. We took the hit as farmers when the country was on its knees, and that was one of the hits that we took, where our ANC, which was then known as the disadvantaged area-based payment, was reduced by give or take a quarter. Now, there seems to be money for everything else. We have to insist that farmers see that ANC payment brought back up, because that, give or take €1,000, that's worth a lot to farmers that are on the breadline.
And another big issue up here, pharmacist.
Yes, pharmacist, and I suppose the rural social scheme, and we see 2,600 people in the rural social scheme, mainly down the west coast. I think there's 2,000 of that 2,600 in a line from Donegal to Kerry. So, but what we need is to ensure that that's increased to 4,000, and that would take a lot of the people that are outside it trying to get in at the moment. But I think that it needs extra support from the likes of the IFA to drive that forward.
And finally, a lot of people over the last few months have lost faith in the IFA. It's a crucial time for the association to try and rebuild and restore people's faith.
It is, and I've built my campaign on transparency, on credibility for the organisation, rebuilding trust and reconnecting with the farmers. And that's why I'm in this race, because I haven't been involved at the top tiers of the IFA. People got onto me to let my name go forward because they said, for the credibility to be restored, we need a person that isn't associated with the upper tiers, but that person needs the experience. And thankfully, through my work with Machrana Pharma and the European Young Farmers and the various boards I've been on, I'm currently on the Farm Business Committee and as a reporter for the Farming Independent on beef and sheep, and I am a dairy farmer, they felt that I had the relevant experience to carry that forward as president of IFA, that I would have the experience that's necessary in relation to dealing with politicians, with the media, with staff and with members and politicians and agencies across the board.
And that was Joe Healy. Voting will take place between Tuesday, March the 29th and Thursday, April the 14th. A total of 947 IFA branches will vote, including 30 in Donegal. Just time to give you the livestock prices. Sheep prices, hoggets up to €5.70 a kilo to 24 kilos. Spring lamb, €6.50 a kilo up to 20 kilos. And yos, lighter yos, €3.40 to €3.50 a kilo. Cattle prices, steers making €3.90 a kilo. Heifers, €4.05 a kilo. R-grade bulls, €3.80. U-grade, €3.90 a kilo. And O-grade cows, €3.25 a kilo. R-grade cows, €3.45 a kilo. That's the farming news and views over for tonight's edition. Until next week, from me, Chris Ashmore, have a good evening.